Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the 6th day of Tishrei, Tovshin Pei Hei. Masechta Bav Metzia, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. This perek is going to deal with the dinim of ribis, interest, charging interest. The Torah uses two expressions for interest, neshech and marbis, but really it's the same thing. There's no difference between the two. It basically covers all types of interest, whether they are of money, whether it's food, and min haTorah, it only applies to ribis ketzutza, that means prearranged interest on a loan. That's min haTorah. Our Mishnah is going to ask here, which ones are min haTorah osa, and what's osa min rabbanan? Ezeo neshech, ezeo tarbis. What type of interest is min haTorah forbidden, and what is min rabbanan forbidden? Ezeo neshech, what's osa min haTorah? Hamal b'seller, person who lends a seller, which is for dinarim. B'chamisha dinarim. And he says to the borrower, you're going to pay me back 5 dinarim. That is pure min haTorah interest. Also min haTorah. So saim chitin. He lends him 2 sa of wheat. B'sholosh, on condition that he gets back 3 saim. That's neshech, min haTorah. And it's called neshech, says the Mishnah, b'pnei shehu noishech, because it bites. It bites the borrower, because the lender is taking from him, biting into his possessions, taking more than he lent him. Vezeo tarbis, what's tarbis, which is midrabanon, hamarbe beferes, a person who wants to increase his money by purchasing or buying fruits. How does that work? Keitzad, lokach hemen chitin. Person buys wheat. Reuven buys wheat from Shimon bedina zahav for a price of 1 dinar of zahav, 1 golden dinar, which is equal to 25 silver dinars. Hakor, a quantity of 30 saw. Kor is 30 saw. So 30 saw is arranged to buy for a price of 25 dinarim of silver. And Reuven has arranged that Shimon will supply that all during the year at that rate for the rate at the rate of 25 dinar of silver per each kor, per 30 sah. V'chein ashar, and that was the market price at the time. And one is permitted to make such arrangement, even though Shimon doesn't have the wheat with him now, but because he's able to go to the market and buy it now, anywhere he wanted, because that's the market price, so we say, you're allowed to make that arrangement. It's as if Shimon had already bought it and given it to Reuven. And therefore, Omdu chitin b'shloshim dinarim. If, let's say, sometime later the wheat becomes more expensive, and now the price for 30 sa is not 25 silver dinarim, but 30 silver dinarim. Omar loy, and Reuven now says to him, ten li chitai. I want to, please give me my wheat now. Shani rotza l'mochron, I'd like to sell them, but v'likach b'en mind, I'd like to buy wine. I want to buy wine now. It's and he's allowed to do that. He's allowed to buy the wheat at a cheaper price, even though it's gone up more expensive. It's now worth 30 dirham, and that's because that was the rate that they agreed upon, and that was the going rate at the time he paid the money. And Shimon had the ability to supply the wheat then, before it went up in price. So he's allowed to supply it now at the cheaper rate. Amaloi. What happens now if Shimon says to Reuven, Hare chitecha asur salai b'shloshim dinarim. Look, I'm not going to supply the wheat now, but treat the wheat as a debt of 30 dinarim, because that's how much it would cost now. So pretend imagine it as if you're lending me now 30 dinarim kesef. And I will pay the debt in wine instead. Bahari yesh lecha etzli banyayin. And I hereby pledge, I'll give you wine for the same price of the wheat that's now the cost, 30 dinarin, but he doesn't have wine. He doesn't have any wine. V-I-N-L-I. And Shimon doesn't have any wine. Even though he's agreed to arrange for the price of wine as it is now, but since Reuven is not giving him any money now to buy the wine, therefore, but he's buying the wine for the debt instead. He's using the old debt that now Shimon owes Reuven, because Reuven gave Shimon, going back a while ago, he gave him 25 dinar on kesef. We are worried that maybe the wine will go up in price and that Shimon will have to supply the money at the higher rate, as it is then. and that would be Tarbis. That's also Midrabanan. If Shimon had wine now at the time, there would be no problem of Reuven buying it from him in exchange for the debt. So Reuven would say, right, the debt that you owe me for the wheat, i.e. 30 dinarin worth, I'll exchange it for the wine that's in that you've got in possession of. That's fine, because it's wine that's gone up in his possession. It's because the wine's gone up in his possession. And when it goes up in his resource under his property. Mishnah base. We're going to learn about further things which are only also midrabbanan. We call it, the rabbis call it avak ribis, dust of interest. It's called the dust of ribis. It's like, it smacks of interest, and it's also midrabbanan. Mishnah base. Hamal ve'es chavera, person who lends his friend money. Reuven lends Shimon money. La yodu b'chatzer chinam. Reuven should not be given free accommodation in some apartments that Shimon has. He shall not do that, because it looks like he's getting paid extra because of the loan. It's ribis midrabbanan. And this is the case even if Shimon's properties are not for rental. Doesn't matter. V'lo yiskor mimenu b'pachos. And nor should Reuven rent from Shimon, the borrower, a property for less than the market price, market rental. Again, v'pnei shu ribis, because that would be seen as midrabbanan. Why is he getting a cheaper rate for rental? Because he lent Shimon money. Marbin al hasachar. One is allowed to increase the price for rental. Vein marbin al hasachar. But you cannot increase the price for a sale of goods. What does that mean? Ketzat. Mishnah explains. Hiskilois chatzera. Reuven rents his property to Shimon. V'omaloi. And Reuven says to Shimon, look. If you, Shimon, pay me now, I'll give it to you at a rate of 10 seller per year. That's all you have to pay me, 10 seller per year. But if you're going to pay me month by month, then you have to pay a seller each month. Mutter. In other words, 12 seller. Mutter, that's permitted. Why? Because the rental is only payable normally in arrears at the end. And the price of the rental, therefore, the market price, is in fact 12 shloim per year. It's not being overcharged because he's waiting for the money. It's not interest. Rather, the offer of 10 shloim for the year is a discount because he's getting it up front. That will work for rental. But, mochalo es sadeo, what happens if Reuven sells his field to Shimon? And Reuven says to Shimon, if you pay me now, you can have it for 1,000 zuz. That's all you have to pay, 1,000 zuz, if you pay now. But if you're going to pay me later on at the threshing floor season, after you sell your produce, then you'll have to pay 12 mana, which is 1,200 zuz, an extra 200 zuz. That is also, that's prohibited. Why? Because when is the due time for payment when you sell real estate? It's immediate. You have to pay straight away. And when he says, if you pay me now, you'll get it for 1,000 zuz, that is really the price of the field. By adding 200 zuz, if he's paying later on, that's really a charge for waiting for his money. And that's also as ribis midrabbanan. It's also as interest midrabbanan. And the same thing will apply with chattels, any merchandise. If he's selling a product, selling something, and you're charging less payment now but more for payment later, then that is considered ribis, which is also midrabbanan.